Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.
Yeah. With bars and hoops, Lamar and swoops, back alley cats, the back door cuts with alley oops, posting up. You on block on Mike and Booth and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh, yeah. Said we merging them, got 50 with a surgeon and some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blend. Or how about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Bars and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts. But now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts. Points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace. Whoever's on your favorite team, El Amin on the verse and still be great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate. The facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on hate. Who sports Nate's first date, so true or you can debate on who you really done rate. Come through it, really be great, the truth, the fact like a state. AAM on Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Balls and Hoops, Stills the Great, episode 35. You know, we got a lot to talk about today, man. You know, it's been a couple of weeks. You know, we've been missing in action, but me and the homie, the co-host, Zy Flair.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
You know, we're going to give it to y'all raw and uncut. You know what I mean? Pause. Word. But, you know, we're going to touch a little bit on NBA opening week. You know, NBA basketball is back. Yo, did you peep that meme where they had all the motherfuckers dancing in the street?
Yeah, mad funny.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious, man. But yeah, the NBA is back. You know what I mean? We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the NFL drama. But mainly we're going to talk about the NFL, man, because it is basketball season. You know, our favorite pastime ahead, bars and hoops, man. So we're going to get right to it, man. What you thought about opening week, Zy?
I liked it, man. It's a lot coming. It was a lot of anticipations coming back into the season. The Melo made the OKC with PG. The Timberwolves, they put together a nice roster.
Facts.
Just seeing what is going to be what, because I know Russ got an extra chip on the shoulder aiming at Golden State now with the firepower that
Facts.
He got now. So he like, yeah, I'm not by myself now. So. We gonna see what's what. So I definitely marked that date down on must watch TV.
No question, man. Yeah, I felt the same way, man. Like, you know, opening week was kind of exciting. You know what I mean? I kind of like took note of a lot of things, man. I think that, you know, some teams may be better than I anticipated. You know what I'm saying? I like the way that the OKC Thunder look. They call them the OK3 now.
Yeah.
I like how they look, but it was like a small sample size against my team, the Knicks. You know, they beat the shit out of the Knicks opening night. You know, Carmelo got his little revenge, but, you know, the next night they lost.
Yeah.
They got spanked, actually, last night.
You know what I'm saying? Bench.
Yeah, they got no bench.
No bench. They gave up a lot of players for the people they got. So it's like, what you going to do? You going to play those 40 minutes a night.
And that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what I was saying from the gate, man, and this is why I said, like, ain't nobody beating Golden State. I don't care how many of these players switch teams. They don't have the chemistry, man. They don't have the chemistry. And all of those guys are used to being individual players. Like, Russ, you can tell he goes out of his way now to make sure he gets a triple-double damn near every night. Like, last night, he only had, like, 8 points, but he had mad assists and mad rebounds.
He should, as far as the assists.
Yeah.
He averaged 10 assists last year. He should at least average, with the firepower, he got at least 15 this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the one thing about them, I think their biggest, that I didn't like who they let go was Kanta.
Enes Kanter?
Yeah, he clogged up the middle a lot, man. I felt that him and Steven Adams, they made, you know, you're not going to drive so easy up in there.
That's a fact.
You know, those are two big boys. They ain't no Mutombos, but listen, they definitely made you alter shots up in there, so you can shoot. And like you were saying about Golden State, they're not cohesive because that whole team was doing it. They just added one piece.
Yep.
With these dudes, you got two other pieces coming together to play one, so they still got to work out the odds and ends.
Yeah, they took way too many three-pointers for me. They took a lot of jump shots. It was a lot of isolation basketball. And I just want to see how long players keep their cool if they go on a losing streak, because I could see Russ already getting fed up early. Like, yo, man, it wasn't like this last year. You know what I'm saying?
He got to know where Melo like his spots, where PG like his spots.
Yeah.
And, is PG gonna stay?
That's the million dollar question.
Russ already made his decision.
Yep.
I can't speak for Melo, but the biggest question is PG gonna stay after this year?
Yeah. So, yeah. It don't look like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound too premature, but this started by his whole vibe. Like, he's there, but it don't look like he's there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel they would have to. Depends if they go if they have a nice season, that could help. You know what I'm saying? And his decision. If they don't work out and it's not that good, then he's
definitely out of here. And you know, it's funny that you said the whole cancer situation, because you know it's crazy, because after the game, Steven Adams and them was waiting right outside the locker room for him, like, yo, we gotta go hang out. Like, that was their man, kid. Yeah. So you could kind of tell, like, yeah, they really miss that guy, yeah, man. Yeah. And I like him.
Yeah, he worked and he's loyal. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was that guy on TV talking about how loyalty and this and that. Mm-hmm. And the next day they was like,
yeah, it's like trading him. You out of here, buddy. You know? For real. He plays tough down low. Like, he's not athletic, but he definitely gets boards and he scores in the paint. He's efficient in the paint.
And he don't demand the ball.
Word up. One of the things I did take notice is that the Houston thing is working so far. Even though Chris Paul, he's out for a significant amount of time. They actually won. They beat Golden State opening night.
Yeah.
They won their next two games. You know, right now they're sitting at 3-0. They the best team in the West.
Yeah.
Golden State is 1-2.
A lot of people had doubts because they say Chris Paul so ball dominant, and now this takes the ball out of James Harden's hands. Or what would Chris Paul say the one time James Harden doesn't make the defensive stop?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody had raised questions, so, you know, they playing.
Yeah, facts,
they
man.
They playing, and they, I give them a good 50-something games. They're gonna make it happen. You know what I'm saying? People gonna have problems.
Yeah, they definitely surprised me. You know, but that's a Mike D'Antoni team for you. Remember, he was winning 60 games with the Suns team that he had. And he didn't have nobody as dominant as James Harden. Right
yeah,
now.
His method is just outscore you.
Yeah,
you
know? shoot the lights out.
Shoot the lights out. Go out there, do what you do. Right. Outscore. You ain't even gotta play D. Outscore. So that fit James Harden to the team.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You don't demand me to play defense. Fine.
Yeah, facts. But it is interesting because it's like you said, Paul George might end up leaving OKC. Do we know or not? You don't really know with Chris Paul either. Like, he can dip too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then this whole thing with them really coming together to play together, that may be a real reality next year, because Carmelo could leave as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to opt out of that $30 million that they going home. You know what I mean? This last year. Who's walking away from that? For 1 year? 30 bands? Nah, 30 million big ones?
I don't know about that, especially at this stage in the career.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, that's a considerable amount of money.
Yeah, and I look at Melo and I see, like, he lost a step for real. Like, I thought it was just here in New York. He just was in that terrible offense. But, yeah, his legs aren't there no more. He settled for jumpers too much, man.
I see his he still go to the basket, but you got to remember, him playing down low, he wasn't getting no calls.
Yeah,
I could see him saying, "What am I going down there and get beat up for if I'm not getting the calls?"
Yeah.
So he's, you know, start to settle for that jump shot.
Yeah.
He can still drive, I guess, but if he's not, that's the one star that he got screwed on the end where he's getting beat down low. Nobody's blowing the whistle. It's obvious.
Yeah.
The ref would be right there. And nobody makes a call on him. So.
Fact. That's a fact. That's definitely.
I would say. Just my opinion, he rely on a jump shot basically because of that.
Yeah.
But if it's water,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I like the way the NBA kind of catered to Hoodie Mello. Like you see,
yeah.
You see that they got the warm ups now. They got all the hoodies on there.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Beasley bum ass. He's sitting on a layup line with the hoodie. I said, look at this terrible Joker here. Like he said, I'm Mello. I'm just on the left side. Yeah. I said, okay.
Terrible. I'm just as good as Kevin Durant in LeBron James.
Okay.
After how many L's?
Man? You know what I mean? Facts. You already know he on that loud
how
out
many
here.
L's you smoke. You thought that.
This nigga got all types of nail polish with glitter on, and this nigga be talking about using 10% of his brain. This guy is crazy, man.
I thought this dude had so much potential coming out of college,
yeah,
man.
Facts.
What happened?
Word.
I can't even say it, man. It just it happens and it's sad.
Yeah, man, that's a fact. I think he can still play, man. It's just that.
Oh, of course, for him to still be.
Yeah, to still be in the league.
To be in the league, and teams are still picking him up. So yeah. He's still got something in the tank. But
yeah.
What he had the offer coming out of was Kansas State.
Yeah.
He had the offer coming out of Kansas State. Yeah. I'm like, dude, be all right. Left hand and everything.
Yeah, facts.
Started with that weed.
And that was it. That was it. You know what I mean?
From the bottom now, yeah.
Yeah. Purple. Word. But, you know, one of the things I did notice, man, is that the league got better all around the board. Like, a lot of these rookies that's coming in, they not your typical rookies, man. Mm-hmm. They not your typical rookies. And a lot of the teams that had rookies that was hurt, like, for instance, Philadelphia, Joel Embiid is the truth.
Oh, yeah.
He's the truth. Somebody said, yo, the closest comparison that they have right now for him is Shaq. And that's how he be looking out there on dudes.
His big man game is crazy. Man.
Come on.
He can give them a good, I'm not even going to say a season, if he can give them about 60, 70 games of him being healthy,
yeah.
He's easily going to average. He could easily average 30 and 12 if he wants.
Kid.
His big man game is crazy.
Yeah, facts. He got the step back. Little in and out with him.
Yeah.
The hero step.
Yeah.
He tried to hit somebody at the God Sham guy. I'm like, yo, come on, man. Like, you can't be serious.
He
man.
Was in that gym all summer. Yeah. That's all I seen on social media. He was in that gym all summer.
Yeah.
Besides a few times he was at the concert.
Man. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. In the gym. He was
chasing
going
Riri around. Like, Riri, I still love you.
Yeah, right. Make an all-star and then go out on a date.
Yo.
She might be pulling him to the side this year.
Yeah, facts.
He definitely.
Yeah, he's
he playing like that. He's wide open. He'll definitely make it.
Yeah, he's making an all-star game. But yeah, they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna do. Right.
The setup has changed.
Yeah, the setup has changed. So he'll make it, but it won't be necessarily east or west.
Yeah, but that's like park. That's like going in the park. That's like me and you going in the park.
Yeah.
We the best two players. Gonna be like, I still spin first.
Yeah.
Who you got? Okay, well, I got Bron.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I got Kyrie. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's so lopsided that they can't do the same way no more. So.
And that's how they're going to end up doing the playoffs, too. Yeah. Best 16 teams. Like, the best 16
it
teams.
It makes sense. Because would you want a 33 win Eastern Conference team as an AFC?
Hell no.
You put the Knicks in there against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that's on TV?
Yeah, facts. Facts. That's the thing. They want to protect that TV money. That's how these contracts is getting paid. You know,
who's going to watch that?
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? And also on Philly, man, you know, Ben Simmons, he's there. He's a problem, too.
Yeah, and he grew.
Yeah, and he grew. And the only thing is, these things is coming in like the other rookie, Markel Fultz.
Yeah.
This guy can't shoot free throws. Like, did you see him shoot a free throw
the
other day?
Oh,
my God, man. Yeah, this is crazy. And these guys are getting millions of dollars.
How you get to that level without knowing how to shoot free
throws? Shoot free throws. It's crazy, man.
You can't get to the game in the park if you don't hit the free throw. So how you get to the league like that?
Word. He can shoot, though, but he just got a funny, awkward style. It's just like, yo, how is he playing? He just looks like a happy-go-lucky kid out there. Like,
yeah, he happy to be there.
Word. Like,
smiling because of checks.
Word, kid. It's like, yo, he can't shoot free throws, but he got a nice little pull-up game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He finishes, you know. What I'm noticing is he can't get his shot off above the rim against big players, though. The dudes was punching his shit all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's slow. Like, Lonzo.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Lonzo pulls from the hip.
So, my God.
If you a Patrick Beverly, if you a Patrick Beverly, you don't even have time to pull up for that jump shot.
Yo.
Because you pulling from the hip, all I gotta do is put my hand by your stomach.
Yo, and that's crazy because Patrick Beverly took his soul that first night, kid.
When he came in the game, the first thing he did, bumped him on the ground and raised his hand like, yeah, I did that. You know, what you gonna do? I did that.
Yo, it was crazy. He took his heart, man.
You playing physical besides him and De'Aaron Fox? He got to worry about Westbrook coming. He got to worry about Curry because he's especially stuck because he already... His father put that bullseye on
him. Yeah, kid. His father definitely put that bullseye on him, man, whether it's fair or not.
Yeah, when you take Steph Curry off the Warriors, my son, they'll win four titles. I'm like, dude.
Now,
but you know, he just talked.
Yeah, facts. And then what bothered me, and this is why I don't like LeVar Ball, is, you know, he was like, at the end of the game, I don't know how they find him. He finds Stephen A and he gets on TV. Talk about, who is Patrick Beverly?
Yeah. Nobody, what you say?
He played all of last year and ain't nobody know nothing about him or said anything about him. Now we're looking at your first game. Why? Because Lonzo's name is attached to it.
I never met nobody that talked shit like him.
Yo, man. Kid.
The media eats it up.
Yo, they let him live. Big Baller Brand said, Big Baller Brand went up 12%. I said, oh my God.
They're
giving him free publicity.
Stephen A got stake in Big Baller Brand.
Yeah, he probably do.
He got stake in Big Baller Brand.
What?
I can confirm it. I can look it up. But
wow.
I heard he got stake in Big Baller Brand. Because
they
said something on, what show was it? Watching some show and they said, yeah, he said he got stake in Big Baller Brand or something on ESPN.
Because he stayed letting them promote it.
Yeah.
He stayed letting them promote it.
He stayed on the show and then they do their little arguing and laughing and all that on First Take. He stayed on First Take.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? He's been on Undisputed maybe once or twice, but you know, that guy's just a media hog.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
They didn't even talk to Lonzo as long as they talked to his father.
That's what I'm saying. That's what bothers me, man. People be like, yo, you just hating on him. Yo, black man trying to do this. I'm like, yo, nah, man. It's like, it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous, man. It's like, come on, man.
You know what it is with that? I don't mind you selling you trying to sell your kid. You supposed to.
Fact.
But to me, seem like you hogging the light from your kid, man.
That's what I'm saying. He's living through it.
Let your kid play.
Second childhood ass nigga.
Yeah, let your kid play. Your kid go out there and you have 40 or 30 or whatever situation may be. The first thing you talk about is Big Baller Brand.
Yeah, Big Baller Brand went up 12%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And doing all this, and you do this and you do that. And man, listen, let him go. And meanwhile, when they do talk to Lonzo, Lonzo just look like, can we get this old whiz fucking lead?
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. But what I do give Lonzo credit for is the very next game against Cleveland. I mean, not Cleveland, Phoenix. He damn near had a triple-double. He had 29, 11, and I think 9.
He went crazy.
He went berserk.
They won. I think they played back-to-back.
Yeah, they played back-to-back. Yep, they won that next game. So he bounced back. Showed that he got tough skin. You know what I'm saying?
You playing big boys now.
That's a fact. But like you said, all of that, Steph Curry, he's better than Steph. And when they play the Warriors, oh my God, they're gonna pressure him.
That's gonna be on TV.
Yeah.
The OKC game's gonna be on TV. He got everybody aimed at this dude.
Yeah, they're gonna pressure him.
Everybody already said, even Ben Simmons was like, yo, man, what'd he say? Who was Ben Simmons said something to him. To his father.
Embiid.
Yeah.
Embiid cursed his father. He's like a fuck LeVar Ball.
Yeah. He said, watch when he come to Philly. They gonna get him.
Yeah.
You gonna learn.
Yeah, you gonna learn today.
You get us, but you gonna play.
Yeah, that's a fact, kid. That's a fact. But it's setting up for an exciting season though, man. You know what I mean? Also, another rookie, man, that I like, man, is Dennis Smith Jr., who the Knicks should have picked up. Stupid asses.
He's got a lot of highlights.
Come on, son.
A lot of highlights.
Come on, man. The youngest rookie to average score a double double with points and assists.
Yeah.
In his rookie debut, man.
Yeah.
The first rookie to ever do that. The youngest rookie to do that. 19 years old, man. You know what I'm saying? And the Knicks let him go by for Frank Ntilikina, who hasn't even. This guy ain't playing. And I'd be so mad because.
Does he start?
No. Yo, he has... Yo, kid, let me tell you something, man.
Don't tell me he hurt.
He's hurt already. Again. When he first came, when they
he never recovered over that knee?
Yo, kid, he recovered. He was practicing. Like, this is the thing. When the Knicks drafted him...
Because I seen clips of him in the gym.
That's all you see.
Yeah.
Clips of him in the gym.
He's in the gym. He's shooting. He's doing this and running drills.
That's all you see, man. That's all you see. No defenders on him, really. Just doing drills.
But you ain't on the court.
Come on. He's not on the court. They drafted him. He can't... All right. After they drafted him, he had to go back to France to finish his European Championships, the French League. They went to the finals. He came back now. Summer League. Oh, his knee is bothering him, so he can't play in Summer League. Like, so now you're leaving fans in suspense. Like, yo, what is this kid capable of doing? Like, what is he really about? Now, the preseason comes. Oh, he hurts his ankle in practice. His knee is bothering him. So now, he hardly plays in the preseason. Now, in the regular season, he went through the whole training camp, preseason camp, and they was like, yo, this kid is remarkable. He's very smart. He reminds me of a young Kyrie Irving. This is what Ramon Sessions said. Reminds him of a young Kyrie Irving. He doesn't even sniff the court for more than 8 minutes in OKC. So everybody's like, yo, he's a bust. I'm like, yo, he's a bust.
How are you going to be dealing with the hustle and bustle of the season now?
Come on, exactly.
If you haven't even prepared or been on the court in the preseason, much less the summer league.
Come on, this is what I'm saying, kid.
All people seen of you with gym clips.
Exactly.
You know, so
that's it. That's
it. It's showtime now. You on the stage now.
Come on, kid. As a Knicks fan, I'm disgusted, man. I'm so mad. I wish, man, Phil Jackson, this bitch ass, he in Montana somewhere laughing, sipping on a mojito.
He ain't even thinking about New York. Yeah. He got that. What he got is, did they pay
60
out
million. Yeah. He got a 60 million, kid.
And chilling.
Chilling. Like
probably
a
got
villain.
His face some Genie Bus right
facts,
now.
Facts, like this. Like, yeah, yeah, I love you. Oh, I love you, Genie. I love you, Genie. Well, back to live action. Well, oh, the Giants almost scored, but we ain't going to go, of course. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But early team sleepers, man. I like how Milwaukee is looking, man, the Greek Freak. Even though they 1-2 right now.
Yeah, 44 last night.
Yeah, 44 last night for sure. And he was busting their ass the other night.
Last night.
The night before they played Cleveland, right?
Yeah, you get him. Oh, man. I could say one more. One star or two decent guys.
Remember.
And they will make some noise in the Eastern Conference.
Remember, Jabari Parker ain't even play yet. He's still hurt. They got a crew, kid. They got a crew. Jabari and Jason
Parker,
Kidd.
Man.
Jason Kidd is the perfect guy for that situation,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, he's great. Because he's been doing it while he was playing anyway. He's been on the floor running coaching, period.
Facts.
I've seen him do that. He tried to come to New York and all. I've seen him.
Facts.
Man, listen, but. Jabari Parker, get it together. Y'all got a young. Y'all young.
Kid.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all young.
Kid. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how scary they are going to be, man. They got Thon Maker. They got the Greek Freak, Malcolm Brogdon, Chris Middleton. They still waiting for Jabari Parker to come back.
Yeah.
They got Del Nadova. They got Greg Monroe. They got a nice little young team.
Del Nadova.
For real. Delly. You know what I mean?
He ain't gonna be in the league without Braun.
Nah.
I give him 2 more years, he be out the league.
You know what he is though?
Yeah.
He's a glue guy, man. He's the guy that's gonna do the dirty work
he's
for you.
He's a pain. He's gonna harass you and bump you and knock you over and act like he's what's his name, and then when Steph figured it out, I'm just gonna bake this nigga. And shoot it from 40 on him. I'm not even going to let him touch me. I'm going to get the ball and just bait this nigga. Other than that, if you give him a chance to get in your face, he's going to be in your face.
That's a fact.
And then that can either irritate you, throw you off your game, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, man. That shit is crazy, man.
Get him out of there and get a decent point guard. Ain't Jason Terry over there, too?
Yeah, Jason Terry. Actually, no, that's Jason Kidd, man. So he just gave him a roster spot.
He might be like the oldest guy in the league.
Yeah, exactly. He's 40, about to be 41.
Him or Vince.
Yeah. Matter of fact, it is Vince because Vince is in Sacramento.
Damn.
And Vince is in Sacramento. Zach Randolph is in Sacramento.
Damn.
Yeah, Darren Collison is back in Sacramento.
That sounds like
DC. No, not Darren Collison. I'm sorry, George Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like a lot of players made moves around the league. That's why I was like, when I made them predictions, man, it's gonna be some bad teams, kid.
George said it, man.
Teams, kid.
He said, George said you got
four good teams.
Four good teams and 28 gonna be shit.
I tell you, another team that's gonna be a problem, kid. That's a sleeper, kid, and they in the West. That's the Memphis Grizzlies. You see, they handled Golden State. They handled Golden State the other night.
They always been hard working stuff.
And that's what they do. They play tough.
They hard work.
They play tough, kid.
They hard work.
J. Michael Green. You got Mike Conley Jr.
I wouldn't have mind if Ainge could have got Gasol out of there.
Yeah, he's eventually gonna end up leaving. But then again, he's one of those kids. He grew up in Memphis.
Come to the East and play is soft. It's a cakewalk.
He definitely may end up possibly leaving, but I won't be surprised if he stays. He's a Memphis kid. He grew up there, like Paul Gasol. When Paul Gasol came there, their whole family came there.
Yeah.
And he went to high school in Memphis and everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the connection with Memphis is there. That's why he never left the first time around when he could have.
Yeah.
Remember, they was like, oh, he's coming to the Knicks and this, that, and the third. That should never happen.
That'd have been a great pickup.
That's a fact. That'd have been an excellent pickup. And now we stuck with Joakim.
He can shoot, play, defense, pass.
Yeah, facts.
Y'all gotta get the $72 million worth.
Yeah, that, kid. And now it's Tim Hardaway. Another $71 million they gave these guys. Like, yo, I don't know what they was thinking about, man. But I don't know what their plan is. But right now, man, looking at the East, looking how Boston is looking, I like how y'all team look, man. Jaylen Brown, kid. He plays hard.
I like Jaylen Brown. I like Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum too.
A lot of upside. Jaylen Brown is very hard nosed.
Come on, kid.
The Kyrie thing.
That's
like
my
Kyrie.
Guy, kid.
I know that's your guy. I know
that's my guy right there.
You know,
they said, Kyrie, where's LeBron? Suck my dick.
Yeah. Crazy. He might get 25. He might get hit with 25.
They find him.
Yeah.
I think they find him 25 for that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kyrie, where's LeBron? Suck my dick.
They got upside. The Gordon thing is unfortunate.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Then you gotta wait a whole nother year to see.
Yeah.
You know how they mash and all that.
Yeah. So. That's if he can even come back. He's gonna have to wear like a special type of brace or something for his ankle, because you dislocated your ankle and broke it.
And if it's any damage,
it can keep
popping out.
Yeah.
And shit like this,
they're gonna have to put all types of screws and titanium plates and all that in his ankle. Like, I don't even know how you could even play after that. Like, with all of that, like, bolts and all that shit in your body, man.
That's another thing, because now that could be mental. Like, you know, if you twist, is an average dude in the park twist their ankle, they be scared to play. So, you know, coming off of that injury, if I throw that lob, or he gets that lob thrown from Kyrie, is he going to run and jump for it like he did before the injury? He might just be like, you know, throw that.
Yeah,
pass it to me on the baseline. So,
yeah, it is psychological, man. I remember when I dislocated my elbow, kid, I was scared to do a lot of things. Yeah. Like, after that, man, I was scared to reach. I was scared to lift weights for a long time. A very long time, kid. It takes a lot mentally, man. Mentally.
Because there's always that, I don't want to get hurt.
Facts.
The thought of doing it again, that pain is unbearable.
Kid.
You know, it takes a while to get over that. But once you get over that, then it's like, all right, things will go back to normal.
Word. And it bent the opposite way. Like, that was crazy. And Derrick Rose, like, two nights after that, he twisted his ankle the same way.
Yeah, I seen. It
bent inward.
Yo,
kid.
I seen.
Yeah.
Some of him is roster locks.
I don't know what's wrong with that.
He looking like
Larry Hoover. That's what he trying to look like. He look like King Hoover. Fact. Shout out to Larry Hoover, man, in Chicago, man. Derrick Rose is right behind you, brother. For real, Derrick Rose do a lot in the Chicago community.
Definitely.
He do a lot. He buried a lot of people out there, too. You know what I mean? He put a lot of money in that community out there, man. Definitely. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, I like the sleepers. And for the East is definitely Milwaukee, and for the West is Memphis, man. And, like I said, the players, man. Players I'm watching, man, is Embiid.
I like Washington.
Simmons. Yeah, Washington, too.
Did they lose anybody?
Nah.
Yeah, they might be
They gained, yeah. And Otto Porter got better.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's consistently putting up numbers. Yeah, they
got between them and the East.
Yeah.
I won't say Philly yet. Philly needs a vet. They need a vet over there.
Yeah.
Just for the young, he don't even have to play, but just to be in that locker room with the young boys or whatever.
Yeah, more than J.J. Redick, because J.J. Redick is there.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, J.J. Redick
is there. He might not be assertive, but he might be one of those quiet vets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's going to definitely teach them the ropes, you know what I'm saying? But he's there, you know what I mean? You don't even hear nothing about Jahlil Okafor. Look, and that's when Phil Jackson was trying to get Danny Ainge one of them. Look, now he's a bust right now.
This is what you get when you got three centers on the same roster.
Facts. They had Nerlens Noel.
Yeah, Nerlens Noel, Okafor, and Embiid.
Yeah.
Dude, you got potentially three big men. What you going to do? You going to have to move one of them.
Facts.
You know? Facts. Okafor was getting his 20-6 a game.
That's a fact.
Until he start doing the knucklehead shit, his pops had to come in and step in. Nip that in the bud. I mean, dude, you young. Yeah. You expect you to go out in the club, but you fighting and all that.
Yeah, fucking me.
You can't afford that. Because once you get on that level, these dudes run the league. You be going in a minute.
Man. Like, yo, who's fighting the club? Well, some 6'10 nigga.
Yeah.
You're 6'10.
And you boxing and you club. Hit a regular dude, and a regular dude will sue you. Now you got your paper.
Facts.
Over nothing. And facts. Punch may not even hurt. He'll fall on the floor and start shaking around like, hey, I got you now.
Like he got Parkinson's.
See this little cut right here?
Word. Yeah, he did that.
Be serving you, nigga. I want $4 million.
Word. Easy. You know what I'm saying? Easily. Word. Another team to watch, man. I'm watching, keep my eye on them. It's definitely the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Butler, Karl Anthony Towns, Jeff T.
I'm still upset he ain't make a play for Jimmy Butler, too, man. That's who I initially wanted.
Jimmy Butler?
I take Gordon Hayward, but that's who I initially wanted. When they said they was going for a star, I said Jimmy Butler. I didn't even want Paul George. I said, Jimmy Butler. They let him walk. They let Paul George walk.
Yeah.
I'm good with Hayward, but yeah, I wanted Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. Yeah, he's going to shine out there. They got a crew.
They got a nice crew.
Is Butler, Towns. I forgot to add Wiggins.
Yeah.
Wiggins is there. You know what I'm saying?
He just got paid.
For sure. They ensured that they want to keep him.
Yeah, he just got paid.
And so he looked like he got better.
The best thing for him was to not stay in Cleveland.
Yeah, facts.
You got your money now, and you got a crew. And if y'all can keep that, y'all can work on that. It's going to be hard out there in the West, but...
They got a young team that's going to be able to give people... I think they really going to give people fit. I don't think it's going to be that easy for Golden State this year, man. Like, teams is really pumped up and geared for them. But when it comes down to the playoffs, it's a different animal.
I see the Spurs giving them fits. Of course, because of Pop.
Yeah.
And Kawhi.
Yeah. Nah, they don't even got enough. They lost people.
Damn.
They lost Jonathan Simmons. Kawhi not even playing right now. He's still ankle injury.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They lost players. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even think... They just off the strength because of their coaching, like you said. Yeah,
that's what I said, because of Pop.
Yeah, because of Pop.
Great for the coach.
But yeah.
If I give Golden State the best, they come into the playoffs healthy. Dude, they lost one game and they in the playoffs all of last year. And that was close. If they come into the playoffs, he lost the shoe. They come into the playoffs healthy. I don't see nobody stopping them. I see them, you know, maybe losing one or two games, but. You know,
it's going to be a tougher road through the playoffs. I'm going to just put it through that way.
Yeah, the West is going to be an animal. The
West is crazy.
Meanwhile, LeBron going to have the cakewalk. Because now.
I don't even think it's going to be a cakewalk for them now.
Who's going to give them the prize?
Milwaukee. You ain't see how they played the number? And once they get a little bit more cohesiveness
in
under them.
Seven-game series?
Yo, you see how big their team is? They young and athletic. They all flying up the court.
And Isaiah not even there yet.
That's the only thing. But how is that going to work, though?
That's another 27 points that's not even on 18.
But how is that going to work with LeBron, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, Kyrie. Isaiah plays different than Kyrie.
Well, look, put you this way. Every team LeBron's played on, LeBron dominated the ball.
Yeah.
But he's never had a marquee guard. Like, he had Chalmers and
What you mean? He had Kyrie. What you talking about?
What'd he do to Kyrie? He had changed Kyrie's whole game.
Yeah, he helped Kyrie play
change his whole game.
Kyrie's a two-track point guard body.
Yeah, but Kyrie had to become a jump shooter a jump shooter or a one-on-one player. Kyrie wasn't bringing up the ball and distributing. He said that himself on Undisputed. He said, I want to be what I am. I want to be a point guard. I haven't had that chance because I had to play off the ball and I had to be a jump shooter. Or you give me the ball to be a one-on-one player with 3 minutes and, you know, left in the game. Like, he was the closer.
Yeah.
He wants to be the man as far as I'm going to get you 10 assists tonight.
But
is Isaiah ready for that? Because Isaiah just coming off of a team where he had the ball in his hands the whole game.
That's the whole thing.
For 82 games.
But that's where the adjustment is going to come into play. Like,
so now you're going to put him off the ball?
Yeah. They have to.
Now, well, it can work. If y'all run the floor, listen, man, Bron might have to learn how to play off the ball.
What?
Listen, man.
Yeah, you crazy?
Listen, you telling me other people can't make decisions like LeBron?
No. Nah, that offense don't click the same way without him running the show, man. It don't. Because you got to remember, that's Tyronn Lue's guy. Like,
well, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Uh-huh.
But LeBron's basic game is, I'm going to drive to the hole and kick it. If I don't kick it, I'm going to the lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyrie couldn't do that.
Nah, he wasn't that because he was firing.
Because most time Kyrie would go to the hole and get that layup.
Yeah.
But if you step up, yeah, it's common sense to drop the ball off if somebody, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But LeBron made great decisions. Isaiah's sort of like Kyrie in that sense because Isaiah's looking to shoot first, shoot second like Kyrie.
Yeah.
They're different players but similar.
Yeah.
Because neither one played D. They both can score. They both can finish around the basket.
Yeah.
They both can shoot.
Yeah. It's gonna be. It's gonna be interesting.
Games are just different.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting, man.
So now you gotta look at the lineup. Now you got Wade. You got Wade and Rose in there.
Wade is washed, by the way.
I ain't gonna say that, man.
Yeah, he's struggling to find his roller. They got smacked by Orlando the other night.
I'm not gonna say that, man. The man averaged 17 points last year for the Bulls,
and they were terrible too.
But that wasn't his fault.
That's true.
His fault.
It's gonna be interesting.
They
kid.
Had a nice little run because we was out of there if Rondo don't dislocate his finger.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So
yeah, Rajon is a problem.
Straight up, we was out of there. Rondo was on Isaiah like white on rice. Yeah. We out of there if he don't dislocate his finger or whatever happened to his hand.
Mm-hmm.
We were gone. But you know, things happen.
Yeah.
We went. But other than that, he's 17 for his legs.
Yeah.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah. And you know, so crazy. You just mentioned Rondo, man. He ain't even playing yet. He in New Orleans like this.
I watched that game and I was like, Rondo not even playing
because
he definitely made a difference.
Oh my God!
With them two monsters down low.
Oh my God, man! It's gonna be crazy.
I seen that game and they had them boys down by 15, man.
Golden State, right?
Yeah. When I turned back, Golden State was up by 10. I said, wow.
Lack of a real floor general, man.
Yeah, wow.
Lack of a real floor general. Who was their point guard? Who's their starting point guard right now?
Holiday.
Drew Holiday, yeah.
Yeah.
So when Rondo come back, it's going to be very interesting. Yo, the West is going to be very interesting, man.
How could you schedule that on TV, man?
What?
Like, most of these games won't even be worth watching unless it's Western Conference games.
That's the crazy part. Like, I'm surprised they show the Knicks at OKC. I'm like, really? They gonna do that to the Knicks on open tonight? Like, you want to embarrass the franchise?
Wait till they come to the Garden.
Oh my God, man! Oh my God, man!
You know Melo gonna head.
Oh, you know he gonna honey glaze him.
Melo gonna, they gonna
be Lala might man. Give him a little bit of trim when he come into town too. Yeah, right.
No, even do that.
Man, no. Oh my God, what?
Just singles up. Hope that baby ain't chilling. Well, I'm like, I'm getting ready to show Tommy something else. Well, you know, that's a whole other show.
Word up. Shout out to 50, shout out to Power. Yes, sir. I can't wait till that comeback on. They said it's coming back fast too.
Yeah,
they're not gonna be long wait.
That,
yeah, they already started filming. Yes indeed, man.
Everything going, man. I just wanna see. Damn, Draymond out too.
Yeah, Draymond is out. It's a lot of injuries, man. And it's a lot of teams in the West, man. Like, another couple of teams that want to watch, man. You got to watch Portland. You know what I'm saying? They got Nurik,
that backcourt,
Lillard, McCollum. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine if they got Melo.
Come on. Yeah, Melo's a meathead. I would have went there immediately. Immediately.
He said that the Houston deal was done.
Yeah, the Knicks just ain't.
But what happened?
They just didn't want to send him where he wanted to go. And they wasn't going to get nothing back. Like, they probably thought about it. Like, they probably was going to take back Ryan Anderson, man. That was the only way that deal was getting done. They wasn't giving up Eric Gordon.
Because I seen the interview. He said, what? The guy asked him something about OKC. He was like, well, the Houston deal was done. So he was like, I don't know what happened to where I end up here. He said, but I'm glad to be here, whatever. But he said, initially, the Houston deal was done. I was like, wow.
Yeah. They definitely had that one in the bag.
That's the second time CP3 tried to get with Melo.
Yeah.
When he was supposed to come to New York with him and Stoudemire.
Yeah, that would have been a good look, too, man, if they was together in New York, man. But we always get left at the altar, man. Everybody use New York for leverage, man. You know what I'm saying? But the West, kid, the West is going to be stupid. And Denver's another team you got to watch.
Yeah.
They got Paul Millsap, Jokic. You know what I'm saying? Jamal Murray.
They clean it.
Wilson Chandler. They got a nice little crew. They got rid of Gallinari. He's on the Clippers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of player movement. That's why I was like, yo, when I was looking at these schedules and I came up with them records, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, a lot of teams
reshuffled, and a lot of teams in the East are going to be terrible. You know what I'm saying? They only going to get wins in the East. You go out West, you only teams in the West that you can probably get a chance against is Phoenix and the Lakers. Everybody else is going to be a tough out. You know what I'm saying? Even Utah is a tough out without Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. The West is just stupidly talented, man. It's just crazy, man.
I've never seen it so lopsided like this, man.
Yeah, it's just...
Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's really bad.
They're going to change the whole playoff structure. Format to the All-Star game format because of it. That's wow.
It's going to shift back slowly but surely. And plus, with all of these, like I said, these young players that's coming in, a lot of them just got to get their feet under them and understand the game.
Yeah, once they get their stride together,
they're going to be all right because it's a lot of these young players got talent, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, just looking at the super teams, man, like, what you, on a scale of 1 to 10, based on what you've seen, how would you rate OKC right now with Melo, Paul George, and Russ?
I'd give them a 7.
7?
Because they have no bench, but if them three to get it together, I want Melo to start driving to the basket a little more. I know Paul George does, but I know they don't foul you, Melo, but, you know, if you're hitting a jump shot, But, you know, if it's there, they give it to you, take it. But, you know.
Yeah, he lazy, man. He got lazy, man.
You at one time was one of the quickest small forwards off that first step.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I get it. You getting beat, and they're not giving you no calls, but.
Yeah.
Hey. I can't call that one. But I look them to do good things. If they can pull some strings, get a couple of role players in February at the break, they'll probably have a good second half going into the playoffs.
Okay.
You look at teams, you might have to win 55 games to get an eighth seed out there.
This is what I'm telling you, kid. This is what I'm telling you. How would you rate the Rockets so far? Right now, they 3-0.
Without CP3. I watched them one time.
1 to 10.
I'm gonna give them the same thing. I'll give them 7.
Wow.
I'll give them 7.
Wow. Yeah, I gotta give him a 9.
CP3 is a good floor. It's a great floor general.
Mm-hmm.
They
look their best from Harden.
Great man, not even making it to a final. Like, you're not on garbage teams. You on decent teams. I don't know what's going on. I know James been there. Yeah, he's been there a few times, but one time. We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're both very intelligent players, and there ain't nobody in the league that can guard James Harden. Yeah. So.
I think that they got a legitimate shot to probably be the ones to beat Golden State, man.
You think so?
Yeah,
over OKC?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Because they only got two dominant stars, and Chris Paul and James Harden. Everybody else knows their role.
True.
Eric Gordon knows his role. Trevor Ariza knows his role.
He ain't giving you 16
Clint,
off the bench.
Off the bench, easy. Clint Capella knows his role. You know what I mean? Ryan Anderson knows his role. You got guys that know their roles, and you got the two stars that just got to figure out when and where they got to get their spots and pick their spots to dominate the ball.
Absolutely.
But they beat Golden State. They beat Golden State the opening night.
Yeah.
Handily. They came back and beat them. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think that they really are the ones that's probably going to be more capable of beating Golden State, man. OKC, I just don't like that fit, man. Like, for some reason, it just looked like Russ is going way out of his way to
but you know what?
Appease it's, those guys.
Well, you know, it's everybody he had that knock on him being a ball hog when he had KD there. So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to get these dudes the ball. So, because, you know, I don't want people to start saying this, that, and the third. Now, if I could average 10 assists with a bunch of nobodies or role players, I got two stars now. So I'm going to get them the ball anytime I could. Oh, you playing for stats? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I could get you 15. I should get 15.
Yeah.
Shit, if he had KD there, he should have got 8 assists at least off of him alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, they gave him that knack about being a ball. So
who, Melo?
Russ.
Oh, Russ. So, yeah.
Let's see what he do, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, overdo it. And they pass him back and forth.
Yeah. So, it was too much.
I seen that one play where he hit it, Melo. Melo gave it back. He gave it back. And I'm like, dude, just somebody do something.
Yeah.
Overpassing could be just as bad as not passing.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they... It was a lot of that. And they just was, to me, settling for too many threes and too many jump shots, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. And their bench is definitely not as solid. They lost Cantor. You know what I'm saying? They lost McDermott.
Yeah.
You know.
Buckets.
Yeah. You know, they lost a couple of key players. But I don't know. They might make a little noise, but... If they don't have a good regular season, I don't see them going into the playoffs and really doing that. Even though Russ had a great year last year, everything worked in his favor, man.
Yeah,
because he was able to dominate the ball, score when he wanted to, get everybody where he wanted to, and the team knew.
They knew their role.
Yeah, they knew their role.
They had enough firepower.
Exactly. Cause
he can be. Y'all could be up. They could be up by 15. And then when he sit down and take a rest, that lead gone that fast.
Yeah.
And that was one of the major problems. He would be up by 15, 10 points or whatever. And as soon as he sit down, who's scoring?
Exactly.
He's the only firepower.
Exactly.
So they end up blowing a lead. So if not going down by 5 or 10 and now got to come back and play hard, to get this lead back up again. So,
yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, okay, that was a problem. Not enough firepower, but you got two now. But
exactly.
You lost a lot to get that.
Exactly, so, man. Exactly.
You know, crash the boards. You gotta have to have hustlers.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do the dirty work.
Yeah.
Who's willing to do that?
Yeah.
Every team needs that. Every team needs people that know what their job is specifically.
Yeah.
And these guys are the firepower.
Yeah.
Let them dudes go. Golden State, everybody knows their role.
Exactly.
And the thing is, you got Draymond's the garbage man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Plus, he can shoot, score, facilitate, whatever. He got multiple things on his resume.
Exactly.
Everybody know what they can do.
Exactly.
And everybody got to get on the same page. That's how a team is run.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. I don't really see them. I don't really see them with that type of team yet. I think that they're going to – the only way that I say that they can turn it around and probably bring the odds into their favor – as if they go out and make a couple of trades during the deadline, which I think they're going to do.
As I said, if you look,
do that.
You got firepower now. Look to get a decent dude for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Small forward that can give Melo about 5-10 minutes rest.
Yeah.
Also, Paul George, a decent backup for us.
Exactly.
If you can get a big man, a big quality garbage man that'll alter people driving to the rim, you know what I'm saying? Do that.
Exactly.
But that's what you need right now, because these dudes will be playing 35 to 40 minutes a night, and by the time, and if you're healthy, by the time you get halfway through the season, you're worn out. You know,
I think that they're gonna revisit probably a deal with the Knicks. I think the Knicks, they got so much of a logjam, man. They're gonna end up getting rid of somebody like Kyle. They're gonna end up getting rid of somebody like Kyle. 15,
that 16 off the books.
Exactly.
Get that 16 off the books. Who else they got over there? I think who's making money over there?
Who?
In New York.
In New York, you got Kyle, you got Courtney Lee. You got a lot of people that they're going to end up trying to whip. Like right now, Jeff Hornacek can't even manage that team the way it is now because he got so many options at small. He don't even play Willie Hernan Gomez, who played well last year. They're going to make a deal. Like I think that they're going to get rid of Kyle. They're going to probably get rid of Hernan Gomez. They're going to try to better the team. The Knicks not winning no more than 20 games this year. You know what I'm saying? I'm being realistic, and I'm a fan. Like, and I watched them yesterday. They played hard.
I was at least going to give them, I said 22, but then nah. I was going to at least give them, at least 30.
Nah, they not winning no more than 20 games, man. And I don't like Hornacek as a coach for them either.
So is it worth me buying a ticket to the Garden and shit?
I mean, I may just go. You know what I'm saying? But
I'll wait till OKC come or
yeah, one of them type of games. Like yeah, exactly. I'll just go. That's a game you take your son to. Yeah. Like, yeah, let's go watch KD and Steph. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just don't see them doing it. They got a lot of people. They got to make decisions. And I think that Courtney Lee will be better elsewhere on a playoff contending team. Kyle will be better. Lance Thomas will be better somewhere else. And right now, everything is
Kyle, you out there listening, man. Yeah. You need to come on, man. Facts. I tried to get in touch with you a couple of times, man.
Yeah, Kyle.
Come on, Colin. You know, it's all over.
Word up, man. For real, man. We definitely want to get Kyle O'Quinn on call one day, man. Let him share his story with New York. You know, a lot of people know your story, but a lot of people don't know your story.
Exactly.
So it definitely opened the doors for if you ever want to come in here, but... You know, back to that, man. I think that they're going to make a trade. That's the only way that OKC is going to be able to compete with Golden State because Golden State got a bench. They got Swaggy P on Golden State right now, man.
Swaggy P was leading scorer.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. They still got Andre Iguodala. You still got Sean Livingston.
Yeah.
You know, these guys know their role, man. Yeah. So until OKC can boast up their bench, I don't see them doing it, man. Only team I think right now that can handle them is either Cleveland or Houston. And I hate the fact that Cleveland is still in the mix because it's like, yo, they keep giving LeBron everybody. Come on, man. Listen, it's like...
Add Derrick Rose.
I don't want to see him in the finals again.
Get Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder. First-round pick next year.
Come on, man.
That could be possibly a number one.
Word.
They're ensuring that LeBron don't go nowhere.
Yeah, man. Like, they just want him on TV for the finals every year. It's like, yo, that's boring, bro. Like, that's boring. Like, I hope that Milwaukee can really do what they got to do because the Greek Freak is watched.
The quote-unquote best player in the world not on the finals.
Come on.
They ain't going to draw no ratings.
Yeah, man. Every time, every trip. I don't want to see Cleveland and Golden State again.
Every year. That's like Lakers Celtics.
Come on,
the old days. Like, after a while, you already know. They ain't gonna win.
Yeah, man. Who wants to see that?
Even if you put this team, I don't even think this Cleveland team would beat Golden State.
You don't think so?
No. Not with a healthy Isaiah. They can't run with those boys, man. Them boys push the rock.
Yeah.
The only place I see Golden State being weak is at the big man spot.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson will have at least 15 rebounds.
Yeah.
You know, Ja Ja just stand under LeBron while he shoot.
Ja Ja Petunia?
Yeah.
Petunia?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. He's going to give you some hard fouls, but, you know, Braun and Kyrie opened that floor. They cleared that floor up, and they knew it. Yeah. They cleared that floor to drive to the basket.
Yeah.
It wasn't even Andrew Bogut made them shoot jump shots.
That's a fact.
Ja Ja, they just like, oh, really?
But you will, yeah?
Draw his ass out with the high pick and roll, cleared that shit when he went to the basket.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Draymond came from the weak side and was blocking shots.
Yeah, man.
But, that's the only place I seen him being weak at. And if you had a dominant big man, they could be beat.
Man. Yeah, man.
And you take Steph out of his game. You see, OKC went up 3-1 by Russell Westbrook killing Steph on the box.
Yeah.
Them dudes changed the whole format.
Dude. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. But it was a lot of key injuries that happened so far, man. And, you know, I made some predictions, man. And I made them before a lot of all of this drama happened throughout the season. Like, of course, you know, Boston.
Yeah.
I lost Gordon Hayward. You know, now Chris Paul is out for a month. You know, Isaiah Thomas is out until at least January. You know, Jeremy Lin is out for the season. Well, you know, Jeremy Lin, they wasn't doing that in Brooklyn anyway. But a lot of key players went down.
D'Angelo Russell took the spot.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell. Nah, they were starting together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had.
Who
was
running the two?
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a two in college.
Okay.
But he just had point guard skills.
Okay.
But just my predictions, man. I'll just give you, like, some of the records that I had, man. We all start in the Atlantic Division, man. With your team, Boston Celtics. I had them winning 58 games, man. 58-24.
Man.
You know what I mean? He said, nah, man.
Well, I'm going to give you the prediction now.
What? How many games you think they'll win
now? I'll give them 48.
48 games?
Yeah.
10 games less?
48.
Okay. We'll see. We'll definitely see.
Now, let's see.
Is Kyrie going to carry him?
The comparison. I'm just saying. Everybody's saying, well, it, and Kyrie's better.
Yeah.
Look what it did without two other All-Stars. Let's see now what Kyrie can do.
Yeah.
Without his other All-Star.
Yeah. I think they're gonna tighten up. That group gonna tighten up, man. Like I said, I like Jason Tatum and I like Jaylen Brown.
I love,
man.
Jason Tatum.
You know what I'm saying?
Jaylen Brown.
And I like Terry Rozier too,
yeah.
Backup point guard.
Sometimes he's a little erratic.
Yeah,
but he definitely
goes hard.
He don't play scared.
Nah, not at all. Next up in the Atlantic Division, the Brooklyn Nets. I only had them winning 18 games, 18-64. They gonna be terrible. You know what I'm saying? They got a long way to go. They got a bunch of young players too. They basically doing what the Knicks are trying to do right now. They got a lot of young, talented players, but
I say them in New York is going to rebuild mode, man.
Yeah, they are. Well, the Knicks definitely in rebuild mode.
Full rebuild mode.
The Knicks is in rebuild mode. And, you know, speaking of the Knicks, I'm a New York Knicks fan, and I only got them winning 14 games, man.
Wow.
14-68, man. KP is going. He's basically coming into his own now. Last night, he showed me a lot. Like, he got it. He tightened his game up. He was getting the ball in the post. Yeah, man. I just don't like the fact he floats around the 3-point line too much, man.
He tries to do too much.
Yeah, man. But you're not a shooting guard. He thinks he's a shooting guard.
He's a European player. They built their careers off of shooting.
Yeah.
He don't have the body to be down low posting up.
But he didn't
grow up. I'm assuming that their style of basketball is running gun. So he didn't grow up banging down on the box.
Yeah, you know, man.
When Dirk came in 7 feet, that sort of, these dudes is power forwards out here shooting threes. Like,
oh,
shooting
my
dogs.
God, man. I hate that, man. Man, when you were 6'3 in the hood, they like, yo, what you doing? Shooting jump shots. Go to the basket.
You know what I'm saying?
He's 7'3. For real. But I don't see them winning more than 14 games. They gonna blow that roster up.
I'm interested in to see if he stays healthy. You know, I don't.
That's another thing.
You know.
His durability, he's not. He hasn't been healthy since he's been here. In his first season, he missed about 10, 12 games.
Yeah, something on
last season, yeah, he missed a bunch of games. You know, I don't know, man. And the way that it's starting out with this new guy, Frank Ntilikina, he's already missing games. He hasn't even played in the preseason already. Oh, summer league, you know what I'm saying? He played one game preseason, got about 8 minutes over there. A lot of people think I'm hard on him, but I just don't see it, man. I don't see that potential. I don't see lottery pick in him. I see like a late first round pick,
yeah,
but not a lottery pick. Not with Dennis Smith Jr. on the board. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, anyway. A lot of people booing that night too.
Yeah, man. For real, man. They, you know, that's New York for you, man.
Yeah.
Next in the division, the Philadelphia 76ers, man. I got them actually finishing them the 500 record, 41-41 for this year. If Embiid plays,
if they're healthy,
yeah,
I say 50.
50 wins? Woo, that's, whoa.
Young
that's a big jump, though. 50?
Listen, man. If they healthy.
Yeah, if they win 50 games, that's a major accomplishment.
If they're healthy, Ben Simmons is he can do it all with the Rock.
Yeah, he's the truth.
So his size, he's a jump shot, a little suspect. But, and Embiid is killing down low, and then the East should average 30 easy.
Ezekiel Elliott just runs for 219 yards. It's crazy.
Monster.
Yeah. that's crazy. Not to skip nothing, but Toronto Raptors. The Raptors, man. I got them winning 56 games. 56-26, man. Yeah. They definitely behind Boston in the division.
I think they're going to break that team up soon.
Yeah, they're going to end up breaking them up soon because they're not beating Cleveland with that team.
I thought that he was going to go initially to, it was rumors he was supposed to go to the Spurs.
DeRozan?
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry?
The Spurs. There's a lot of and play behind, either start over, which I doubt, over Tony Parker.
Yeah.
That's Pop's guy. He's not. Yeah. Tony would have to be completely trash for him to start somebody else over.
That's a fact.
Losing a step or two is different. Yeah. What else you got?
Now we're going to go over to LeBron's division, the Central Division. You know, we got the Chicago Bulls, man. They arguably going to be the worst team in the league. I got them losing 12. I got them winning 12 games. 12-70.
I can see 20.
20? That's going to be a stretch. Maybe. They have nobody. Maybe. They lost everybody. And then you got Bobby Portis punching.
They beating each other.
Yeah, he punched his own teammates' lights off.
That beating each other. He out 8 games.
Yeah, man. Punched his face off, man. For real. They suspended him for 8 games behind that jerk. You know what I'm saying? Punched Nicholas and Nikolai,
they mad because they know they got to play, but what they gonna lose this year? That's why he punched him in the
Man. He punched him in the face, man. Broke his face. Man. They gonna be terrible, man. 12 wins, 12-70. Cleveland.
They get the number one seed again.
Yeah, they get the number one seed. I had them actually winning 67 games with Isaiah Thomas, but you know. They gonna flirt around. They gonna flirt with about 60 wins. I gave them 67. You know what I mean? Because the East is so weak.
They can do it in this.
They can do it in this Eastern Conference. They can do it.
He got the easiest walk to the
finals again. You know what I'm saying? Next in the division, the Detroit Pistons. I had them finishing 40-42. I'm not sold on Detroit. They don't use Andre Drummond the right way. Tobias Harris, I like Tobias Harris. Reggie Jackson, I like him, but their bench is suspect. You know what I mean? Outside of their starters, they really don't have much. You know what I mean? I had them finishing with a less than 500 record. They probably going to fire Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Break the whole team up and then go in a different direction.
I thought Reggie Jackson would do so much more, man.
Yeah.
I just thought that he would have so much more of a bigger impact.
He should have stayed in OKC?
Yeah. Even when he was there, I would say they should have started him and moved Russ to the two.
Exactly.
And but, you know.
Didn't happen.
That would have made so much sense.
Exactly.
But, hey, I don't get paid anything.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Next on the list, man, in the Central Division, man, the Indiana Pacers. I had them finishing with a record of 30-52. The only bright spot on their team is Miles Turner and Glenn Robinson III. Outside of that, their team is terrible. After Paul George up and left, they traded Paul George, I should say. They got worse, man. Monte Ellis is a shell of himself.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, man. They'll be there. They'll win 30. They got a 30-win team. They'll win 30 games.
I totally agree.
30-52. And last on the list, and this might even change, is the Milwaukee Bucks. Right now, and after watching them last night, I mean, I gave them 48 wins before seeing them how they've been playing so far this season with a record of 48-34. They can probably be a 50-plus win team with the way that the Greek Freak is playing. And
man, he having a hell of a year so far.
Yeah, man. And Jabari Parker come back healthy.
Kid try to make a major move in February.
What?
To bring over one or two pieces, man.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Nobody. I see this guy here, and if he works on his outside shot.
It's over.
Oh, man.
It's over. It's over, man. It's over. Man. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, that division, the king is there with Cleveland, so they're going to take their division easy. Now, moving on to the Southeast Division, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, you know, they lost everybody. Their team is full of nobodies, but they still play hard. But I don't see them winning more than 25 games. You know, eventually it's going to catch up to them. They really have nobody, you know what I mean, besides Dennis Schroeder. They lost everybody. Everybody on their team is like a bunch of, like, who are these guys? You know what I mean? But I had them winning 25. They may win more than 25 games. Realistically, they'll probably hover anywhere from around 25 to 35 games, you know, give or take. Next in the division, you got the Charlotte Hornets. You know, Mike Howard is there. Mike grab a rebound. Mike block a shot. Mike score a basket. Dwight Howard.
One of the most disappointing men.
In the game,
too,
man.
Too busy worrying about smiling.
Yeah, doofball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Laughing, joking, being on all these reality shows.
Yeah.
But you can't even average freaking 15 points and 10 rebounds.
Yeah, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Still can't shoot free throws. But, yeah, he's in Charlotte now with Kemba Walker. I'm not really too impressed with that team. They still don't have a bench. They got a decent starting lineup. Kemba's going to carry that team. I only see them winning about 39 games this year. You know what I mean? But the way that the East is stacked up now.
He might push to get out of there.
Yeah, he might definitely push to get out of there. He might end up coming to New York City, but I don't think that New York is a great place for him either, man. Like, he's a score first guard.
For that, he needs to stay where he at.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can go somewhere better.
Yeah. They not allowing no more stars to go west. It's gonna end up recycling back to where it's gonna be some type of balance. You know what I mean? A couple people from the west gonna end up coming east, man.
Trade wise, but nothing they can do about the free agency.
Yeah, that's a fact. But that's a fact. The guys don't want
to
get out of the West.
Why would you want to go to the West?
Exactly. Exactly.
If you could get it so much easier on the East, and you ain't got to play as hard, every night's going to be a war out there.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So that's why I like some of these big men when they were trying to get Cousins out. And all these other dudes, y'all got an easy walk in the East, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. You know, we next in the division. Southeast Division, the Miami Heat. You know, Pat Riley always find a way to make a competitive team, man. And, you know, they were competitive last year. They won over 40-something games last year with that team.
Yeah,
led by Goran Dragic, you know, Hassan Whiteside, you know, Deion Waiters. You know, they added a couple of pieces.
Deion talking. He's saying they're gonna make some noise this year. I believe him.
Yeah, I had them winning at least 45 games, 45 and 37 for the Miami Heat. You know what I mean? Next in that division, the Orlando Magic. I only had them winning 12 games.
I'll say 15.
Yeah, I think. After watching them beat this breaks off of Cleveland the other day, they probably went anywhere between 15 and 20 games. But initially, I had them winning 12 games. But they surprised me. They got what's up with their team? They got a lot of veterans over there, like a lot of journeymen, like, you know. What's his name? The point guard. Sheesh, man. How am I drawing a blank, man?
With the messed up head?
Nah. DJ Augustine is there.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You still got Aaron. What's the guy that won the dunk contest?
Aaron Gordon.
You know, they got a decent team over there. I overlooked their roster the other day. I was like, okay, they're not as bad. And they got a couple people from OKC. You know, for a couple of trades that they made last season. So they got a decent team, but I don't really see them really doing much this year. But they could probably win about 20 games. But I initially had them as winning 12 games, man.
People just going to be going just to watch other teams.
Exactly. And last but not least, the team that you said is one of the sleepers, the Washington Wizards, man.
Yeah.
I had them winning 53 games, 53 and 29.
That backcourt and Otto Porter, they're going to make some noise.
Yeah, Otto Porter's definitely a problem.
They're going to make some noise.
Yeah, they're going to make some noise.
Bill's going to step up. Wall's already talking.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah. He gave somebody a helmet of death the other day.
Yeah,
off the vert with the left hand. Yeah. I said, oh, my God, man.
Yeah. This ain't nothing to be playing with.
Yeah.
I know they're going to make some noise.
Yeah, that's a fact. John Wall definitely stepped his game up. You know what I mean? Step his game up.
And they actually had them matching up better with Cleveland than us.
Wow.
They had, because they were the guards were bigger.
Yeah.
What's big man in the middle, man?
Gortat.
Gortat.
Yeah.
They had and Porter.
Yeah.
They had them. They had Porter. They had them matching up better with Cleveland than Boston last year.
Wow. That's
so they were actually saying, and even Vegas, they were actually saying that Washington would have made a better series out of it than Boston.
Wow. It remains to be seen, man. They got Yamahimi back this year, too. He's back off an injury. That's more size to their front line. Yeah, Washington is going to be interesting this year, man. Yeah. There's only like...
Everybody got to play D. You can't just force... You just can't focus on guarding Isaiah.
Yes,
so
indeed.
So now Kyrie got to guard Wall.
Exactly.
He's going to guard Bill.
Exactly.
Porter and Braun. You know what I'm saying? You got multiple dudes, so you can't cheat too much.
Yes, indeed.
That's to where every team, every night, I watch every team just say, all right, get Isaiah. They double team Isaiah every night. He passed the ball. Got to run around just to get it back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not... Washington, I'm agree with that. Washington would have made a better Western name.
That's a fact. Yeah, it's definitely four legit teams in the East this year. You know what I mean? Definitely four legit teams in the East, man. But let's take things to the West, man. It's not any fair, man. It's not even fair when you look at the difference in the conferences.
Wild West.
For real, we start in the Pacific Division, man. That's Golden State Division all day. The Warriors, man, I had them winning 68 games. No big secret. Like, they'll run
through
70, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got them winning 68 games, man. 68-14. After that, you got the Clippers. I had them winning 46 games.
I agree.
46-36.
They still got Blake.
Yeah, they still got Blake. They got Gallinari over there, DeAndre Jordan, Patrick Beverley.
DeAndre's not going to be much without Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's another thing, because Chris Paul.
He's going to, whoever shoot, he can grab the rebound.
Yeah.
Where he was set up, dudes, players like him and.
Austin Rivers still there, too.
What's the cat that used to play with you guys, the center? Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, Tyson Chandler, yep.
Those guys, they need point guards.
Yeah, they like Chris Paul, yep. Yeah, next on the list is the Lakers. They going to be terrible. 18 wins, 18-64.
This is going to be the most spotlighted team.
Yo, for sure. Spotlighted garbage team of all. Lawrence Lonzo Ball is on the team and LaVar's in the crowd.
This team might be on TV at least twice a week, man. Based off Alonzo, his pops and everybody gonna be putting with the camera and the mic in his father's face.
Yeah, man.
What happened to you? What happened? If he have a bad game, they gonna write to his father.
Oh yeah,
I see it already.
Oh yeah, man. It's gonna be ridiculous, man. Like reality TV every game. You know what I mean?
And
Big Baller brand just went up 15%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Next on the list, the Phoenix Suns. Had them winning 23 games, man. 23-59. They terrible. They lost about 40 the other day, man.
Yeah. Amen.
Garbage, man. What a waste, man. What a waste of talent they got there. Eric Gordon, you know, Devin Booker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that boy is a problem. Yeah, you know what I mean? But they just terrible, man. They just fired their coach just now, by the way. Earl Watson just got fired. Yeah, they just fired him. You know what I mean? Last but not least on the list in that division, the Sacramento Kings. I initially had them winning about 25 games, but the veteran leadership, they got Vince Carter over there. They got, you know, Zach Randolph, George Hill. They'll probably end up being like a 40-win team. You know what I'm saying? 40-win team. They got De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox
is there. You know, they got Willie Cauley-Stein. So they got like some young pieces there as well. So I had them only winning about 25 games. I'll give them anywhere between 25, 35, maybe 40 games. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to finish over 500.
Nah, not over there.
Not there. Next is the Southwest Division. This is like a real weak division. Well, it's not weak. It's not weak at all, as a matter of fact, now that I'm looking at it. The weakest team in this division is probably going to be the Dallas Mavericks. And I had them finishing the season with at least 29 to 35 wins. You know what I mean?
This should have been where... I think they could have worked hard on bringing Dirk Anderson out now. It'd be in New York's last legs now.
Nobody wanted to come there. Remember they tried to get...
You got to make it lucrative. Cuban is a player's owner, man. A player's owner, man.
Nobody wanted his money, bro. Nobody wanted to take his money.
Damn.
Nobody wanted to take his money. And then they in the West.
They didn't want to take money.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't want to take his money in Dallas. Because then you got to play Golden State, man. Houston is in the same division. Look at Houston. Like, I got them winning 64 games.
Shit.
64-18. Next, you got Memphis. The Grizzlies, they play tough. I got them winning 50 games. Yeah, 50-32. You know what I mean? Then you got the Pelicans. And they going to be up and down. I got them winning at least 44 games. You know what I'm saying?
When Rondo get back, it's going to get better.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now it's not, it's sort of not freestyling.
Yeah.
Not a knock on Holiday. He has, great play.
Yeah.
Decision wise, Rondo know what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. He know how to run a team. Yeah. Like, he can run a team. He don't have to worry about scoring. He's a floor general for real.
Definitely.
So they can win anywhere between 44 and 50 games.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? If they get it together with Rondo coming back.
Definitely.
And then you got the Spurs, man. Popovich. They just going to be a 50-plus win team regardless. Based off of his system. You know what I'm saying? 56 wins I had them finishing with. You know, but of course, the cream of the crop of that division is Houston, man. Like, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, Houston on that for now.
And the weakest division in the Western Conference, man, is the Northwest Division. You got the Denver Nuggets. Even though they don't got a bad team, they got Paul Millsap over there, the Jokic kid, the Murray kid point guard. Like, they got a nice little team over there. But that conference, man, I don't see them winning more than 40 games. 39, 40 wins, 45 wins.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got the Timberwolves. You got that whole new revamped roster. I got them winning at least 53 games. Like, Karl Anthony Towns is a problem. You got Wiggins. You added Butler. Now you got Teague.
They're going to be very exciting to watch.
Come on, man.
Every time they come on, I'm going to get to a TV and watch
them. Man. That's an exciting young team, man.
Towns is the goods.
Exactly. He's definitely a problem, man. He's definitely a problem. After looking at that clip, he hitting dudes with the Euro step. Yeah. And step back.
Crazy.
I said, yo, he stepped his game up.
Crazy.
Word, man. Then you got the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know what I mean, with the OK3, you know, Melo, Paul George, and Russ. I had them winning at least 57 games.
Russ is like,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm coming.
Yeah, facts.
I'm coming.
You know what I mean? Then you got the Portland Trail Blazers, you know, with their backcourt.
Another great team. Backcourt.
Yeah,
if
man.
It's only them two, you know what I'm saying? It was sad to watch them two, because now they're going hard.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, if I ain't giving it to you, I got no help from you.
Exactly.
I got no help from the other one. It's only them two, man.
Exactly.
I'm like, damn, man.
Nah, but they got Nurkic, though. Nurkic, the center. He's a problem. That's why they had to get rid of him in Denver, because it was like, yo, him and Jokic couldn't share the spotlight at center. You had to let one of them go, so they chose Jokic over him. Yeah. But I got them winning anywhere between 49 and 52 games. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said the East is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
The West is so powerful. They coming over here. They getting at least one win, two wins every trip. They sweeping
East
cities.
East Coast trips are going to be lovely.
Yeah, lovely. That's where they going to get their wins from. And then the weakest team in that division is the Utah Jazz. I had them only winning 27 games.
Joe Johnson's still
there? Yeah, Joe Johnson's still there. You know what I'm saying? I only had them winning 27 games. But that's just the wrap-up, man, of how the West is in comparison to the East, man. It's just going to be easy pickings for them when they come east. Any team out west, come east and eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to eat. They playing Cleveland, Washington.
Man.
Boston, other than that.
Other than that, everybody else is food. Food.
It's a cakewalk.
Gimme wins. You know what I'm saying? Man, but let's hurry up and wrap this up, man. We're going to get to a little bit of the NFL, man. I know you got some things you're going to talk about with your team, man. Your owner, Jerry Jones.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Your man is a piece of work, man.
This guy here, man, he's running out the conference through the back door so none of the protesters can get him. Then one of the protesters caught him inside the building and let him have it about.
Wow.
You know, you got $40 million slaves, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, man.
You running them and this and that, and, you know, he was letting them have it. But, He's, and what I've seen on ESPN today, they were saying he was very vocal in the last NFL meeting that they had about him making them stand. He really believes that all other players should stand for the national anthem.
Yeah,
you gotta remember his boy is Donald, so Agent Orange. So we're gonna see what, man.
Exactly.
The players had a meeting, and I mean, nobody's saying nothing. Nothing came out the locker room. Nobody leaked anything. I guess they kept it to themselves. But damn, I wish I knew what was said in there, because when the players heard him say that, my players are going to stand, else they're not going to play. A lot of people were tight.
Exactly.
I wish I was a fly on the wall to hear what went down with that. But you know, eventually it'll come out.
Exactly, man. Yeah, I don't respect the fact that they took the power away from what Kaepernick ultimately wanted to bring light to. Because he came, when all the owners kneeled with the players, I was like, yeah, that was
that
it.
That was for them.
That was it. That was it.
That was for them.
Exactly. And now the NFL is saying it's okay for the players to kneel. It just, now you just took completely all the power away from any type of protest. Now you done wiped Kaepernick off the map completely. They're not even talking about him not working anymore.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying?
And the Packers is the only team that don't have an owner. They're owned by a board of directors,
yeah,
and fans, yeah, bought stock in the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can vote to bring who they want to bring in.
Yeah.
I don't understand why after Aaron went down, why... You know, it was said that the, you know, fans want to put talent over there.
Like, word.
You know, I know the coach didn't like that. The coach was like, nah.
Come on, you know what I'm saying? It's like, now it's like, all right, what's the excuse now? Like, Colin still don't got a job because he chose to speak up. Because
they're gonna run that same thing. They changed the narrative already.
Yeah,
totally over the whole thing.
But exactly.
They're gonna run and say, well, his statistics back then. Or this, you know, he was terrible. Then he doesn't fit our system.
Exactly.
That's the newest shit, right?
Exactly.
He don't fit our system.
Exactly.
Nonsense.
Exactly.
Right at this point, your season's a wash. Do what you gotta do. You need some players, sign them. Give them a cup. Give them a million veterans minimum, whatever you gotta give them. And that's that.
It's
you
crazy.
Know what I'm saying, but hey, you know.
Crazy, man. It's terrible, man. The way that the whole thing is spun now, and it's like they don't even talk about him not playing anymore, but people still not watching. Like, police brutality and all of this stuff, racism has been going on for many years, and all of these owners, no matter what sport you take it to, they support these Republican candidates that's in office. So that means that you gonna protest not watching basketball now,
yeah,
or baseball. Look, it just came out and said that James Dolan was one of the biggest donators to Donald Trump's campaign. So what am I supposed to do now? Say I'm not watching the Knicks anymore? Like, that's why I really didn't want to get the politics too much into the sports.
Yeah,
like,
you know how we talked about it before, you know?
Yeah.
My whole thing is, and I totally agree with what you said as far as it comes from the players.
Yeah.
The players are going to make the biggest impact.
Facts.
But the players are looking at it like, I got a family to feed.
Yeah.
You know, they scared.
They millionaires.
I got a family to feed. I got mortgage to pay. They scared. But, you know, the players don't sit. Now, we can sit here and you know, everybody's saying boycott the game. First of all, the league already got their TV deal.
So exactly.
So they getting their money regardless.
Exactly.
They got ticket sales already. So they getting their money regardless from corporations.
Exactly.
Corporations buy those tickets in bulk.
Exactly.
So whether nobody show up for that game or
they
not,
still got
the owners money. Got their money already.
Exactly.
Us not watching on TV,
it's doing nothing.
It's not hurting them.
It's doing nothing.
Because they got their TV deal already.
Exactly.
If the players, if you take stars from every team that sit down and don't play, that's going to hurt.
That's going to hurt the game.
That's going to hurt.
That's going to hurt the game.
It has to come from them.
It got to come from the stars. Exactly. And last but not least, man, like Jemele Hill, she's about to come back to ESPN off of suspension. TMZ caught up with her. I didn't like her response, but now I get it, man. It's like, yo, man, a lot of these people, they really care about that check.
They gotta get down and lay down.
And basically what she said, she's like, yo, you know, I'm not mad at ESPN for suspending me. She said they were right to do what they had to do because I put them in a predicament where they had to do something. But she said, what I do respect is that she said that, you know, she doesn't regret what she said.
Of course.
She's not taking that back
at all. Of course
not. But, you know, I just want to come back to work. You know, it's going to be different and all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, man, this is crazy.
Shout out to her partner, man.
Yeah, Michael Smith.
He definitely was like, I'm not doing the show. She ain't here. He shot out a couple of shows.
Nice. That's good.
That's how you hold your man.
Your partner.
That's how you hold your partner down.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. Man, just looking at this final, man, the Giants getting washed again. And I went with these guys. Cost me in the pool this week. I should have just went against the grain, but they won last week. Yeah, man, I picked Denver last weekend, and they beat Denver. I'm like, yo, come on, man. This is crazy, man. But, yeah, man, it's been another great episode, my homie, man, Za.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Sir. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. You know, tune in. Check us out on iTunes. Check us out on SoundCloud at Bars and Hoops. You know what I mean? Soon to be on YouTube. We're going to get visual real soon. You know what I mean? Hope you enjoyed it. Episode 35, Bars and Hoops. Steals the Great. Zy Flair.
Yes, sir.
Signing off. Peace.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.